Cher. The character of Fraser Crane, the fussy psychiatrist played by Kelsey Grammer, first appeared on TV in 1984, 2 years into the run of NBC's Cheers. He remained a regular supporting character on Cheers until that series ended in 1993. Then he was promoted to series lead and given his own show that same year. That sitcom, titled Frasier, thrived until 2004. And now, nearly 20 years later, it's back again, a new continuation of Frasier, still starring Kelsey Grammer, this time streaming on Paramount Plus and repeated on CBS. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
How does it feel being back in Boston?
Mixed emotions, honestly. I'm not sure I was ever my best self here. I may have spent a little too much time at a certain bar.
Deciding to mount a new incarnation of Frasier is a very tall order, bringing with it a lineage as imposing as it is impressive. NBC's Cheers won the Emmy as Outstanding Comedy Series 4 times during its lengthy run. Then the official spin-off series, Frasier, beat that record somehow, winning the same award 5 times, along with 4 individual wins for Kelsey Grammer as the now leading character, Fraser Crane. Now, Kelsey Grammer and company are going back to the well. And, well, the show takes a while to find its own voice. But slowly, surely, it does. The new 2023 version of Frasier has launched on Paramount Plus, with shows dropping weekly after a 2-episode premiere. The new Frasier also shows up this week as a repeat on CBS, partly because most people still don't subscribe to the Paramount Plus streaming service, and partly because CBS is so starving for product after the writer's strike. Joe Cristalli and Chris Harris wrote the premiere episode with an old hand at the helm. James Burrows, the most celebrated TV sitcom director in history. He also directed many, many episodes of both Cheers and Frasier, so he knows very well the timing and delivery of the major character. The potential problem with a new Frasier isn't the presence of Kelsey Grammer. He's still got his Jack Benny silences and Oliver Hardy mannerisms down pat. It's the absence of the other wonderful faces from the old series. John Mahoney, who played Frasier's dad, died 5 years ago. David Hyde Pierce and Jane Leaves, as the eventually married Niles and Daphne, opted not to repeat their roles as series regulars. And while Bebe Neuwirth, as Frasier's ex-wife Lilith, will return in a future episode, neither she nor any other players from the classic Frasier series show up in the 5 episodes made available for critics. Clearly, this new sitcom wants to stand on its own. And after some wobbly first steps, it does. Like the brilliant pilot to ABC's Modern Family, the new Frasier keeps some of its character relationships secret until the end of the 1st episode. But without spoiling any of those surprises, I can say this much. After years as a psychiatrist with a popular TV show, Frasier reacts to the death of his father by returning to Boston to seek out Freddie, his now-grown son, from his marriage to the caustic Lilith. Freddie is a Harvard dropout and full-time firefighter. Jack Cutmore Scott plays Freddie, who one day finds his long-estranged father waiting unannounced at his apartment door. Freddie lets Frasier in, but only physically, not emotionally.
Your place is so... Damn, when I started that sentence, I thought I'd think of something.
Yeah, sorry, the Picasso's getting reframed and the whole 2nd floor's in the shop.
No, you have your mother's sense of humor, Frederick. No, it's charming. It reminds me of the sort of place one would wrestle a cartoon rat for a crust of bread.
There it is. Your subtle reminder I'd make more money if I wasn't just a firefighter.
No, I admire what you do. It's a noble profession. It's just that you did so well in your psych classes at Harvard.
Right, but I wanted to do something important.
What I do is important. It is at least as important as what you do.
Okay, sure. Let's find someone who has low self-esteem and is also on fire and see which one of us they run to first.
There's that mother of yours again.
The distance and difference between father and son, so crucial to the original Frasier series, is echoed intentionally here, with Frasier now in the father role, but experiencing the same sort of clashes. And while Niles and Daphne are absent, they're present in spirit, because their college-age son, David, is always around. And just like the original Frasier series was what I call a classic splitcom, half of it set at home, the other half at work, a formula perfected long ago by the Dick Van Dyke Show, this time out, the workplace is Harvard University, where, in short order and very improbably, Frasier is offered a job by the chair of the psych department. This not only makes more room for Frasier's nephew David, who's just starting there as a student, but for a newly introduced character named Alan, a weary, sarcastic, tenured professor and a friend of Frasier's since their student days at Oxford. He's played by Nicholas Lyndhurst, and after guest lecturing in Alan's class, Frasier is introduced to the department chair, Olivia. She's portrayed by Toques Aleguandier.
Oh, no.
What? Who's that?
That's our department head, Olivia Finch. Brilliant scholar, but an absolute terror. Cold, disengaged, narcissistic. She's called me all those things.
She sounds dreadful.
Dr. Crane, you are a true legend.
And yet there's something about her I just like.
This new Frasier gets better and funnier in later episodes once it firmly establishes its characters, settings, and relationships. Eve, a character with no clear counterpart in the old series, she's a new mother played by Jess Salguero, is the most sparkling standout among the new players. But they all emerge as good foils for Kelsey Grammer. And the new series hasn't forgotten to sprinkle in callbacks to the old one. The opening animation is slightly different each week. The title cards between acts are still there. And the new neighborhood bar where the faculty members and firefighters drink is called Mahoney's, a nice nod to the actor who once played Frasier's dad. I was skeptical about the return of Frasier and not very impressed by the premiere. But after a few more episodes, I was won over. If you like the old Frasier, or if you like Cheers, give this new Frasier series a chance. In fact, give it two.
David Bianculli is professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the revival of the hit sitcom Frasier, still starring Kelsey Grammer. New episodes stream on Paramount+. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interviews with Jada Pinkett Smith about her new memoir, or journalist David Kirkpatrick about the activist Christian legal group, the Alliance Defending Freedom, or Lawrence Wright about Texas politics, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. Thea Chaloner directed today's show. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.